Hello.
Hey, this is Caitlin with Roadside Assistance.
Hi. I was calling back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm going to leave my car. My daughter's going to come pick me up.
Okay,
so do I just take my personal items and then just leave it how it is? Or, I mean, because it's on, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the side of the road. So what do I do? I'm
correct.
Sorry, I'm just so...
Oh, you're fine. You would take the items that you didn't want to leave in there. You would need to hide the vehicle, the key somewhere in the vehicle so they can
okay.
put the truck into neutral to get it loaded up.
Okay.
And I was also calling to let you know, I found two additional providers that can assist. I've got one who said that they could do the whole thing for $325. We would cover $100 and then you would be responsible for $225. But
okay.
they're looking at about a 2.5 hour ETA. My next quote was going to be $379, which we can cover $100. You would be responsible for $279, and they could be there within 60 to 90 minutes.
60 to 90 minutes, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said how much would I pay out of my pocket?
It would be $279 for your additional mileage.
Okay, and the other one was
$225 out of pocket, but it was going to be upwards of 2.5 hours or more.
Okay. You don't think I'll get a ticket being parked here?
What? No, I don't. Go ahead, when you disconnect from me, go ahead and call the local law enforcement in that area. I think usually they, like, will tag your ticket and then you have, like, 72 hours to pick your vehicle up.
Okay.
But if you just want to call them and let them know, you know, that your vehicle broke down, we're in the process of getting it towed. Please don't tow it. But like I said, they should give you grace period. They should tag it and probably give you 2 to 3 days to get it picked up usually.
Okay. Okay.
So if this
yeah,
was something you wanted to wait
one,
till the morning,
really
or do you want to go ahead with the quick one?
So I'm sorry, what were you about to say? I'm sorry.
I just didn't know if you wanted to either, if you didn't feel comfortable leaving your vehicle, if you just wanted to lock it up and wait till tomorrow. Or we can go ahead with one of these if you would like tonight.
Okay. I think, oh my God. Should I just go ahead and put the order in for the 200 and the last one? And you
the
said they'll be
one,
here.
Yeah, it would be upwards of 2.5 to 3 hours before they could get there.
Okay. I'll do that. And then I'll call the local sheriff department or whoever.
Okay. Now, the one about the $325, the provider will need you to call in and make your half of the payment before they're going to go out there. We're going to go ahead and send ours in as soon as we get it dispatched. And then you'll get that information if you can just call them and give them your information, and then they'll get it set up for you.
Can I go ahead and, I'm looking for a pin, I'm sorry, get their number to call them?
Yes, their number is going to be 928.
Okay, hold on a second, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 928.
785. 4068. Hello, ma'am.